Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. A busy sports night. It's a great thing, right? We got a new WNBA champion. I don't know if I can call them new because they've gone back-to-back, something that hasn't been done in 20 years. The Las Vegas Aces beat the New York Liberty in Brooklyn, New York, to go back-to-back. Meanwhile, we know we got a team in Major League Baseball. They're trying to be back-to-back World Series champions, but first they got to get past the Rangers. And at this moment, the Houston Astros, they lead the Texas Rangers 8-5. We're getting ready to move into the bottom of the ninth. Texas Rangers are pretty much down to their last three outs as Houston is trying to win its first game of this series as the Rangers lead 2-0. In a few minutes, they might be leading the series only 2-1. Max Scherzer making his first start in about a month for the Texas Rangers. Four innings pitched, five earned runs, four strikeouts. He gave up a home run to Jose Altuve. He got smacked around. And so the Texas Rangers have been playing catch-up to the Houston Astros. And it looks like, unless Texas got a little bit something left, it looks like the Houston Astros are going to walk away with a victory. And so we got a lot to get into, a lot to talk about. In a few minutes, in a few seconds, I do want you to hear about the Aces becoming back-to-back WNBA champions. This was a damn good basketball game to watch. I don't care if you don't like women's basketball or you don't care for a league or college or pros. If you like basketball, that was a damn good game to watch as the Aces are back-to-back champions. Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders, also owns the Las Vegas Aces. He was at center court hoisting the WNBA championship trophy, and I'll get into that in a few seconds as we will also hear from Asia Wilson, who was snubbed from the MVP, depending on who you ask. And then also Becky Hammon, who has just won a championship in New York. New York flat period. New York sports is just, I don't want to say cursed, but they got the worst luck, man. The absolute worst luck. If you want to talk to me here, the number is 855-212-4CBS. If you want to give me a holler on social media, I am at JR Sport Brief. Also, keep in mind, with everything going on in the WNBA and Major League Baseball with the ALCS, it's still Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, I bring to you a new top six list, and we are going to talk about some of the biggest and best sports cities that are currently winning? Like, what cities represent winning? What city has its sports teams not in the toilet, but has had them in championship contention? What sports cities are feeling good about where they've been, where they're at, and where they are going? I'll give you that top six list. We'll do that in an hour from now. But before I update you on the ALCS, if Houston holds on to win, let's talk about the Aces. Let's talk about the New York Liberty. Because, quite frankly, this was the second WNBA game I watched intently this season. The New York Liberty were winning this game. We go to the third quarter. Asia Wilson decides to go out there and lose her mind. She finishes the game with 24 points and 16 rebounds. Sunday in Brooklyn, she shot 3 of 14 from the field. I don't think that she was going to have the same type of bad game, and she bounced back, and she bounced back in a big way. The New York Liberty were able to fight and claw their way back into this game, and they actually had the ball, an opportunity to inbound the rock. About 8 seconds left in the game, they were able to whip the ball around, helter-skelter. Courtney Vandersloot got the ball in the corner for an open three, had to rush it a little bit, had a defender flying at her, and she missed everything. And that was the game. That was the series. Instead of forcing a decisive game five, the Las Vegas Aces won the game. This was a fun watch, unless you are a New York Liberty fan. Let's take a listen to the final call. This is courtesy of ESPN.
Ionescu to inbound, trying to get it to Stewart. Dumps it in, Stewart juggles, catches. 6 seconds left. Stewart with 5, draws the double. Laney to the corner, Vandersloot, no! And that is it! An unforgettable finish to game 4. A resilient conclusion to a remarkable season for the Las Vegas Aces, and for the first time in 21 years, the WNBA has a back-to-back champion. The Aces on top yet again.
Yeah, the last time we saw a back-to-back champion, we got to go to 01 and 02 when the Los Angeles Sparks did it. And so Asia Wilson has a bounce-back game after that loss this past Sunday. She is crowned the finals MVP. Let's keep in mind, last year they won a championship, so yeah, they went back-to-back. Asia Wilson, two-time WNBA champion, two-time WNBA MVP. Didn't win that award this year, so that's why she hyped for this one. Two-time WNBA Defensive Player of the Year, and now she picked up her first finals MVP. Yeah, you can say that she's one of the greatest who has played here in the WNBA. And Asia Wilson, she spoke to Holly Rowe after the victory. She wasn't drunk. This is what she had to say.
Asia, I see you've already got the champagne goggles ready, but we've got a conversation first. You put this team on your back tonight. Your rebounding, your defense on Jonquel, your all-around effort. How did you find the strength within to come up so big in this challenging moment?
My teammates. We lean on each other so much at this time. We fought through so much adversity throughout the season, and we just kept the mind thing. We kept the main thing, and we came out on top. And I can't express how proud I am of my teammates. They picked me up when I was down. We cried together, prayed together, and now we popping champagne together!
Oh, yeah, she was drunk last year at the post game, so, I mean, at this point in time, she might be on her way to being kind of lit again. And the lady who led the team, Becky Hammon? Becky Hammon started coaching the Aces last season. She was a Spurs assistant since 2014. Becky Hammon played for the New York Liberty from 99 to 2006. She goes out here and beats her former team. Multiple-time All-Star in the WNBA, and she is now a champion on the coach, and she beat the Liberty, which is, I guess, has to be bittersweet a little bit. Becky Hammon also spoke to Holly Rowe on ESPN. This is what Becky Hammon said.
You've done something that hasn't been done in over 20 years, a back-to-back title. Before the game today, you're missing two starters. things look bad, and you say to us in the green room, I am confident AF. I'm cleaning that up for the family audience. Why were you so confident in this group to win right now?
Because I know who I have in my locker room. There's not a person out here that I don't believe in. I know what they're made of. And at the end of the day, I told them, win or lose, I'm rolling with them. I'm rolling with them all day.
The last time the Liberty were in the finals, you were playing for them. Your name is on this court. Is there anything special that makes it neat because you're here in a place where you got your start in the W?
I'm forever indebted to New York. There is zero doubts about that. New York gave me my first opportunity, and I am not standing out here without the New York Liberty. There's just zero chance of that. Have a lot of great memories here. It hurt my soul when I saw him playing in a gym that wasn't up to par, and then the size came in and raised the level, and we're going to continue to raise the level. But having owners like the size, Mark Davis, it's good for our sport, it's good for women's basketball, and we're going to continue to grow it. But I'm forever thankful to New York. But I'm certainly happy to be walking out of here with this trophy tonight.
What a classy response. What a classy response. She could have thrown Mr. Dolan under the bus because he's the guy who put the New York Liberty in a gym in Westchester County far away from Madison Square Garden, but I digress. And this is why New York sports, like the New York Liberty, they got to be drinking the same water as, I don't know, the Jets, the Giants, the Knicks, the Yankees have been crap. Let me put it to you this way. The WNBA started in 1997. The New York Liberty are one of the first franchises. They are one of the teams that have been around since its inception. The New York Liberty has been to the WNBA Finals 5 times. The New York Liberty have lost all 5 times. You cannot make this up. It's just absolutely terrible for the New York Liberty. They are entering into, I can't even say Jets territory. They don't even win. It's heartbreaking. And speaking of heartbreaking, I don't know if it's going to go that way for the Texas Rangers, but we got a final score here. The Houston Astros, they pick up a victory seconds ago in the ALCS. The final score there, 8-5. Houston beats the Texas Rangers. Instead of Texas, the Rangers going up 3-0. Houston is now down 2-1. After the Astros pick up a victory tonight. The Rangers were off from the get-go. You knew Max Scherzer making his first start since last month, September 12th. Max Scherzer was going to step out onto that mound, and he was going to give you a good 5, or he was going to give you a bad 5. He didn't even make it to 5 innings. 4 total innings pitched. He gave up 5 earned runs. He struck out 4, and he gave up a bomb, a home run, to Jose Altuve. And so the Texas Rangers basically playing pickup and catch-up all night long, and the Houston Astros keeping them at bay. And so Texas now leads the ALCS 2-1, the final score tonight. The Astros 8 and the Rangers 5. Not the best start here for Max Scherzer. He's been getting slapped around in the postseason. He got slapped around last year with the New York Mets against the Padres. He got slapped around tonight. And a matter of fact, I want you to listen to that home run given up by Max Scherzer. Jose Altuve took him deep in a third. This made it 4-0, Astros.
This one's clubbed, left field and deep. Going back to Veras, still going back, it's gone! That's how you do it! Left center field for Altuve, 6 rows deep. Four nothing Astros, and it's Altuve's turn.
Yeah, Altuve got in on the action. Final score, 8-5, Astros over the Rangers. They're going to be back in action tomorrow night. Game 4 is going to take place tomorrow, Thursday, and we just have to, just got to wait and see what happens. Maybe Texas can go ahead and pick things up. We don't know exactly who is going to be on the mound for either one of these teams yet. Time will tell. I don't think anybody would be shocked if the Astros picked up another victory and tied this series up at 2-2. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more about what just took place with the ALCS. I want you to hear some more of the runs. I want to talk to you more about somebody else in Houston, Texas, that is certainly on a roll. I think everybody has a chance to be proud about. I'll tell you who it is. We'll talk more Astros here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I love the show. JR, I just want to say, man, your show is not a show if I don't get at least one, oh, God, from you, from one of your callers. With this guy talking about Robert De Niro, and you're like, well, what's the point? Well, you know, he ate pizza and his son. And these last 5 minutes had to have been the most hilarious I've ever heard on your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Sometimes people say wild things. Sometimes it's me saying a wild thing. I don't know. But I guess if I hit you with the, oh, God, yeah, it's somebody went out there and is saying something interesting. Anyway, we may have a few of those tonight. In about 40 minutes from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six winning sports cities right now in North America. Like, what cities have teams that they can actually be proud of? What cities have, are, and will be competing for championships? Like, who's winning right now? I ain't talking about who can win. Who has won? Who's in a place to win? Who can? What cities ain't with the craps, okay? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Again, congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces getting rid of the New York Liberty to win their second WNBA championship. They have now gone back-to-back. And then minutes ago, congratulations to the Houston Astros picking up their first victory in the ALCS as the Astros beat the Rangers 8-5. This didn't go the way the Rangers wanted it to go. In game one, Jordan Montgomery goes out there, handles business. Texas wins. In game two, Nathan Eovaldi goes out there, handles business. Texas wins. In game three, Max Scherzer, future Hall of Famer, he shows up. He gets handled. Four innings pitched. He gets slapped around for five earned runs. Not the greatest start. I mean, the Astros were able to score out of the gate. Max Scherzer threw a wild pitch. They were able to score that. It opened the game up 1-0. And then they just started to pour on. Let's listen to this. This was in the second inning. Martin Maldonado hit a two-run single to make the score 3-0 Astros.
Scherzer delivers. And that is hit sharply past Youngin in the left field. Tucker scores. DuPont around third coming home. He will score as well. Maldonado racing for second. The throw in the second to slide. Maldonado was out, but the two runs count.
Maldonado says take a look at it, iffy on whether or not they tagged him. What a big hit for the Astros nonetheless.
Astros with a 3-0 lead, and the Astros are not going to challenge the out call at second base. Two-run single for Maldonado, a wild pitch, also scoring a run. And after 1.5 in Game 3 of the American League Championship Series, Astros 3, Rangers nothing.
Yeah, and then we went to the top of the third. Jose Altuve decided to go out there and add to his postseason career home run mark. And one Hall of Famer meets another one. Jose Altuve won this. Listen.
This one's clubbed. Left field and deep. Going back to Varus. Still going back. Still going back. It's gone. That's how you do it. Left center field for Altuve, six rows deep. Four nothing Astros. And it's Altuve's turn.
Yeah, my apologies to the Rangers fans. There's more. In the top of the fourth, Dubon decided to single and then send Jose Abreu home. He made it 5-0.
Swing and a shot to right field, base hit. Dubon comes up big time. Another single, drives in another run. It's 5-0. Dubon is coming up big.
Okay, okay. I only got one more for you, okay? If we continue on here, let's just fast forward to the eighth and final run here. Jeremy Peña, in the eighth, a little bit of insurance, decided to hit an RBI single in the eighth, making it 8-4.
Infield come in for the Rangers. They're about halfway up the middle, hoping to turn two.
Trying to get this ball in the air if you're Jeremy.
First pitch, and Peña grounds it through the right side, a base hit. That'll score Tucker. Down to second goes Dubon. Jeremy Peña checks in with an RBI single to make it 8-4 Astros.
Yeah, and the Astros were able to hold on and ultimately win this game. The Rangers picked up another run in the bottom of the eighth, but it was not enough. And so Houston walks away with the victory. Let's listen to the final call. All of this courtesy of the Astros Radio Network.
The 1-2. Ground ball softly hit right at Peña. Shortstop has it. Shovels the second for one. Altuve to first. That's two. And that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take game three from the Texas Rangers, winning tonight by the final of 8-5. Rangers lead the series 2-1.
Pretty wild. And to still see Jose Altuve playing at this level, at his size, I just say to myself, well, damn it, how much longer is he going to be doing this? He's not ancient. But he's going to be 34 years old by the time we get to next season. He is, if you saw this man walking down the street, you wouldn't think that he's one of the best Major League Baseball players that the game has ever seen. But he is. And so that home run, especially in the third inning, that was his eighth home run in Arlington at Globe Life Stadium this year. That was eight home runs that he's now hit at Globe Life against the Rangers, okay? He had 17 on the season. And so he's been feasting on the Texas Rangers. And then, if you want to think about the totality of his career, he now has 10 home runs, Altuve does, in the league championship series. That's 10. And if you think about his career home runs in the postseason, he has 25 career home runs in the playoffs. The only man who has more home runs than Altuve is just some dude named Manny Ramirez. And if you know Manny, he's not just Manny being Manny. He is one of the greatest hitters I've ever seen. Manny made no sense. But he might have gotten just a little bit of help. And when you go to the LCS for 7 consecutive seasons, without a shadow of a doubt, you're certainly going to pick up some stats. You're going to be able to pad your numbers there. And that's what Jose Altuve is doing. I would not be shocked if the Houston Astros tied this series up against the Texas Rangers tomorrow. We just have to see how it goes. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andrew is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Andrew. What's up?
Hey, JR, how are you today?
I'm amazing, man. What's on your mind?
And I just wanted to say thank you for the radio show that you do, man. It helps people that work nights like I do at the hospital.
Well, kudos to you for working at the hospital, man. Good on you. You got to deal with some crap patients. Like, well, you don't sound happy about that.
Yeah. No. I'm just doing my residency.
Oh, so what are you trying to do, man? In a couple of years,
ER surgeon.
Excuse me, an emergency room surgeon.
Yep.
You're really out here helping the people.
Yep, I'm trying to.
Damn. Hey, Shep, this man is going to be helping out all the. Well, I can't say that. I got to watch my mouth. You're going to be helping out everybody who gets into late night issues.
Yes. There's a lot of drunks.
Andrew, you're thinking.
I didn't call nobody a drunk. I just said late night issues.
Well, I was going to say Andrew's thanking you, and rightfully so. But, Andrew, thank you for what you're doing, man. I mean, the amount of research, the amount of reading, the amount of late nights, the amount of little sleep you're going to be getting for the next, 20, 30 years of your life. Thank you for what you're doing, man.
Well, thank you, guys. Yeah, you guys have an amazing show.
Thanks. In a few years, man, it's going to be 1 a.m. Somebody's going to walk into the ER. They're going to have something stuck somewhere it's not supposed to be. Somebody's going to walk into the ER. They have lost their keys. I mean, it's going to be some interesting stuff, man. So God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Well, what else is on your mind besides doctor stuff?
I got a question for you. What do you think of the Philadelphia Eagles? You think they'll ever win another championship again?
Come on now. Again, let's think about what we got going on recently. This is what I appreciate and why I like the Eagles, even if they don't win a Super Bowl. I don't got no crystal ball. I would still take the 49ers over them. I like Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is a class act. I think he's the type of dude who can lead a team to a championship. I like that he has battled adversity dating back to his time in college. And has bounced back from that. I like the fact that he has earned his way and earned his keep as an NFL QB. I liked how he lost in the Super Bowl and handled himself. I like his skill set. I know he has 7 interceptions, but he's the type of dude that doesn't appear to settle for being complacent. And I think that's the type of dude who you want leading your team. And I feel confident that the Eagles, one way or another, I can't predict what the rest of his career is going to hold or what it's going to be for the Eagles, but I think he's an excellent quarterback, and I think he has the perfect disposition to be a team leader.
Yes. Little question for you that you might think dumb, but I'll ask it anyway.
Oh, wait, hold on. I love dumb questions. Let me get myself prepared. Go ahead.
Who do you think could potentially win a Super Bowl first, the Jets or the Bills?
Who do I think can win the Super Bowl first?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I believe that the Buffalo Bills are in a better position right now to win the Super Bowl. So the New York Jets, maybe if they end up playing in New York City proper again, maybe they'll have a better chance, okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Andrew. Good luck with you and all your studies. And I know some things about biology and all that other stuff, so call me if you need a cheat sheet, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Andrew, for calling from Toronto. No doubt. Hey, Marco Belletti, can you help this man out on doctor stuff?
Yeah, no, I'm going to pass on that one. That's good for you that you can help out, though.
I studied, what's it called in high school? Is it biology? What is it called?
Yeah, biology, anatomy, and chemistry.
Chemistry? I don't know, man. I don't know about no chemistry. Periodic, that's the periodic table, right?
You'd be correct. I mean, I've studied plenty of chemistry after school, but,
Listen, I couldn't tell you how many elements. Here's a pop quiz for all of us, right? How many elements on a periodic table? Anybody know?
I know you're not asking me, and I see Shep from here already typing away. He's going to claim that he knows the answer, even though he's hitting Google.
Yeah, man, I don't know how many elements in a periodic table. Here's a guess. There are 161 elements in a periodic table. Am I right, Shep? Is it 163?
That's pretty damn good. So it's actually 118.
Oh, no, that's not good. Well, I said 160, they're 118?
Well, it's a 42 differential. That's pretty good.
Oh. Come on, man. That sucks.
I don't know if I would have guessed over 100.
How many elements would you say there are?
I want to say maybe 90. I would have guessed like 80 or 90, but there's 118. Here's another question for you both. Wow. How many occur naturally on planet Earth?
All of them. All of them. How would we know? All of them, right?
I'm actually seeing there's like plutonium, there's like neptunium. So neptunium, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That sounds made up.
No, that's
what I'm saying. Like something from Superman, right? Not from Superman.
Well, let's ask Lex Luthor. But no, I mean, I'm seeing 92 of the 118, 104 of the 118 elements of the periodic table actually have
Wait
some kind
minute.
Of physical property on planet Earth. That's
Wait
what I'm. That's what I'm seeing.
So the people who put together the periodic table, whenever we went out to outer space, they decided to bring crap back that we don't have here and decided to add it to our periodic table?
Yeah. I mean, the creator of it is I never thought we'd be talking about this on the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, the doctor called us up. We got to talk about it.
An ER surgeon at that. So yeah. Dmitry Mendeleev, and this was in the 1860s that this was ultimately originated from.
Wait, this guy's a sham.
No, he's not.
Wait, that's the periodic table when it started, or that's when we started to get places from elsewhere to put it into the elements?
No, that's when the periodic table started. Yeah.
All right, you confused me. I was going to say, we didn't get the elements in the 1860s. That I know. Okay? That didn't happen.
We almost had baseball in the 1860s, but not the elements.
We're fighting the Civil War, and we're finding rocks on Mars. That's not happening.
Right. Look, I could see a couple guys hitting a rock with a stick. I don't know if I could see a dude breaking down, hey, man, what's that stuff you're breathing? Well, it's a new thing called oxygen. Well, what is it made of? Listen, people who do these type of things, cut people open and dissect stuff, God bless them. I cross bridges and I say to myself, who the hell's idea was it to build this? I mean, I can't do this stuff, so... God bless him, man.
But I mean, 1860. I feel dysentery was an issue, and we're figuring out the periodic table. How does that work out?
Listen, I'm looking at a collegiate website right now that has like the. So it's not that the 100 plus elements actually came together, but that's when the data began getting collected and the properties
where
got
are you
sorted.
Getting these other, right. You right. said that how many that aren't on Earth?
There's like 12 or 13 are not on planet Earth.
And so these must have been founded, over the past 50, 60 years?
I would assume so. Now we're really getting in the weeds. I mean, I'm looking up like isotopic abundances and atomic weights.
No, that don't have nothing to do with the periodic table. Forget that crap.
No, but that's an indicator on the periodic table, though, right?
I'm sticking to the elements, okay?
Got it.
There is... What is it? It's CO, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I figured you know that one. I mean, you know what number one is, right?
It's hydrogen.
Good job. See, honestly, I don't know how many people know that. Like, hydrogen is the big one. What's number two?
Is it carbon?
Close.
Is it water?
The
well, water is a combination.
Right. The abbreviation
of
The abbreviation is HE.
Oh, that's not helium, is it?
Bingo.
Is it really? Yep. Wow.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I'm back in 11th grade.
Hey, listen to
looking
us.
For somebody
hey,
to cheat
Marco,
off
we're
of.
Good.
we're good
over here, Marco.
So there's the atomic number, the name, the symbol, and then the chemical group that it belongs in.
That's
the four things you see on each particular item.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. Jogging memory lane.
It has been. Yes.
I feel. Hey, Marco, we need to quit this and we need to open up our own... What do you call it, a science lab? Is that what we need to do?
Yeah, for you. I'm telling you, I remember chemistry in 11th grade. You know what I remember?
That's pretty good.
There was like six of us that were in like this little square, you know, box almost. And we were cheating off each other. And there was A, B, I was getting C's. The guy over next to me was getting D. We couldn't even copy off each other properly because we were looking and going, what the hell is that? Yeah. And the teacher would look up and be like, sorry, my bad.
Isn't that how everybody passed chemistry?
Yeah, but there was somebody that was actually smart enough to get A's in this class. I sat 10 feet from him and couldn't even cheat off him properly because I couldn't understand what the hell he was doing. And that only gave me a C. I was lucky I passed.
Hey, listen, shout outs to all of the doctors, the chemists, the scientists, the astrophysicists. Shout outs to people listening at Cape Canaveral. Shout outs to people working for NASA. Shout outs to all the government workers. By listening to this show, you are losing IQ points. Congratulations. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, great show. I listen to you every night. One of the best broadcasters around. Really are in tune of what's happening in professional sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. In about 15 minutes at the top of the hour, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to look at the top six cities in North America that are just titled towns. Like, they have championship aspirations. They got a team or maybe a couple of teams that are competing for championships. They're not suffering like New York. So think about it that way. You know, what cities are kind of feeling good about themselves? What cities are feeling good about what they've won, what they got going on, and what the future might look like? You combine all of that, these are some damn good sports cities. Future title towns, maybe. That top six is coming at the top of the hour. We've had a lot to discuss already so far throughout the course of the show. We've had two good games, two entertaining games, and the Las Vegas Aces are your WNBA champions. They beat the New York Liberty in an exciting game. It came down to the buzzer, 70-69. The New York Liberty miss a game-winning three. Courtney Vandersloot takes a corner three that hits absolutely nothing. She's going to see that shot in her dreams and her nightmares for weeks, for months, maybe her whole career. In Vegas, they win. Back-to-back WNBA champions. And then, we've been talking about this as well, the Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers, the final score there, 8-5. And so Texas now leads this series 2-1. The Astros pick up a victory. Jose Altuve hits his 25th career postseason home run. He has 25 in his entire career. Manny Ramirez is number one at 29 home runs. And I would think if Jose Altuve can keep on going, I think he'll hit four more home runs. He's going to be 34 years old. He's not cooked. He's not done yet. I think Jose Altuve has a good chance of hitting more home runs in Major League postseason history than anybody else. What a wild stat to think about for a dude who is 5'6". It's what makes baseball such an amazing game. If you put Jose Altuve next to Frank Thomas, you would go, y'all do the same thing? It's amazing. And so congratulations to the Astros for picking up a victory. They're not done yet. I've seen the Undertaker memes. People are putting up the posts where the Undertaker's rising out of the casket, coming up off the mat. And, you know, at the top of the hour, I want you to hear from Jose Altuve. He's just a fun dude to listen to. And then we'll also hear from Max Scherzer as well, because Max Scherzer, he was the dude today. You didn't know what you were going to get from him going out onto that mound, and he ended up only giving you four innings and five earned runs. This was the bad postseason version of an older, aging Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer. Let's go to San Diego right now, and let's talk to Pierce. Hey, Pierce, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, so about that last topic about the elements and whatever, I'm pretty sure those elements weren't exactly like found from other planets or like in space or whatever, but I'm pretty sure they're like created in a lab with like nuclear fission and stuff. I just wanted to let that
oh be heard. Wow. Oh, well, thank you, Pierce. Yeah, we had a doctor call up, and we ended up talking about the periodic table. Hey, Pierce, what do you do? Did you learn this from like an X-Men movie, or did you study this?
No, I actually only graduated high school about a year ago, but I'm studying electrical engineering right now in college.
Wow.
And I remember this from like high school and from this college chemistry class I'm taking.
Oh, the more you learn. Electrical engineering. And so
yes,
what
sir.
Exactly will you be engineering in the future?
Well, I'm I'm part of the California Army National Guard, and I'm a helicopter maintainer right now.
Whoa.
And I don't have a specific field of electrical engineering I'm going to dive into, but I'm thinking, and I know some people who like are engineers for helicopter manufacturers, and I'm thinking I might do something along the lines of that.
impressive. Army National Guard, and you are a helicopter engineer?
Not an engineer. Just like a mechanic and like maintenance.
Oh, excuse me. Listen, man, you still more qualified. They won't even let me in a helicopter. So, I mean, God bless you, man. That's cool, Pierce.
Yeah, of course.
All right,
thank
well, are you a Chargers fan?
No, actually, I don't really follow football much at all. Okay. I guess I decided I was a Chiefs fan, though, because one time I watched a Chiefs game versus somebody else in a bar, and I wanted the Chiefs to win because I thought their uniforms are cool. And then when I was at my Army basic training, actually, Chiefs were playing. They're playing – who the heck was – I don't know. I watched the Super Bowl, though, with my friends. I was like, oh, that's that team that I liked that one time. So,
yeah.
I guess I'm a Chiefs fan.
Well, listen, man, good selection. I think you're going to be in good hands with the Chiefs for probably the next 10 years, okay?
Yeah, the more I learn about, the more it seems like I made a good choice, for sure.
Yeah, be happy you're not a Chargers fan. Be happy you don't like, I don't know, a team like the Jets. Yeah, stick with the Chiefs. And then when Patrick Mahomes retires, just pick another team, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Pierce. Hey, good luck with everything you got going on. It sounds awesome, okay?
All right, thank you, man. Have a good night.
Right, be safe. Shout-outs to my man, Pierce. Hey, Shep, can you manufacture and engineer a helicopter?
Not in my dreams.
Hey, listen, man, that board is not easy to work, bro.
JR, this board is very easy to work. Thank you, though.
There's a lot of buttons and knobs.
No,
are you kidding? No. How many screens are in front of you right now? Like 7 to 8 computers, right?
Well, I mean, what I do.
No.
There's 5 screens.
Wait. Are there not multiple CPUs surrounding you right now? Yes or no?
There are.
Are there not about, I don't know, at minimum 6 screens in front of your face? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Is there not a board in front of you that is probably, I don't know, 6 feet long, right?
I would say 3, more like, give or take.
Okay. Yeah. And then how many mouses are in your vicinity, like 3 or 4?
5.
Okay. Please, bro. You are like Batman in the space, okay, Chef?
I appreciate that, JR. You're being too kind, though.
I'm not. I'm just saying you're amazing, man. You don't got to build no helicopters to be amazing.
Thank you.
Hey, what you're doing is awesome, too. Shout-outs to Shep. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, a new top 6 list. We're going to talk about amazing sports cities. What cities are winners? No losers like New York. Sorry.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai, it's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.